Nikki Haley rips Joe Biden over reported China-Cuba spy base deal. By Nick Gilbertson on June 8, 2023. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley blasted President Joe Biden for twiddling his thumbs on Thursday while China has reportedly cut a secret deal with Cuba to set up spy apparatus on the island. The Wall Street Journal's Warren Strobel and Gordon Leubold first reported that the countries reached an agreement for China to establish an electronic eavesdropping facility in Cuba, citing officials allegedly familiar with highly classified intelligence. In exchange for the base, which will be used to spy on calls and emails, among other communication mediums, China will pay Cuba, though officials had declined to provide more details, the report claimed. The purported deal comes as the countries have grown closer during China's progression into an economic giant on the global stage over recent decades and as it includes impoverished Cuba in its Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, a global plot to indebt poor countries by offering predatory loans meant to pay China to build infrastructure projects, as Breitbart News International editor Francis Martel notes. Haley, the former governor of South Carolina and U.S. ambassador to the United Nations during the Trump administration, pointed out other recent instances of Chinese escalation before ripping Biden for allowing the Chinese Communist Party-controlled nation to reportedly gain a foothold in such close proximity to the United States. This month alone, China has harassed and threatened a U.S. fighter jet and naval ship. Now, it's putting a spy base in Cuba, Haley wrote in a tweet. Meanwhile, President Biden is twiddling his thumbs, worrying about China's green energy policies. Joe Biden needs to wake up to the real Chinese threats on our doorstep, she added. Watch, tensions in the sky. China fighter performs aggressive flyby in front of U.S. aircraft. Watch, not again. Chinese Navy ship harasses U.S. destroyer during Taiwan Strait maneuver. Haley has also been critical of Biden regarding the Chinese spy balloon that traversed the United States before being shot down off the South Carolina coastline in February. After her campaign launch, she told Breitbart News's handling of international affairs signaled the weakness to China that prompted the spy balloon. The reason that China sent a balloon is that they saw us fall in Afghanistan and then saw us let Russia into Crimea and then watched Russia invade Ukraine. America really hasn't done anything. They watched Biden fall over himself to get into the Iran deal. So they are saying let's get away with it. How weak do we look that China felt comfortable to send a balloon across our border? What took Biden so long? They should have captured it before it even entered. We need to go to NORAD and say what are you doing? You guys are supposed to be seeing this? We need to hold China accountable. They don't get a pass on this. Haley contended, if I was president, China never would have sent a balloon in the first place.